As I'm sure everyone's figured out, this morning is Palm Sunday. Amen. This is Sunday when Jesus makes his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. And so I'd like to read two Old Testament passages that foretell what happened on Palm Sunday. The first one is Psalm 118, beginning with verse 25. O Lord, save us. O Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine upon us. With bows in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. You are my God. I will give you thanks. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. The second one, it comes from the prophet Zechariah. It's in chapter 9, verse 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. This is exactly what happened hundreds of years later on Palm Sunday. So would you stand and join with me in prayer, please? Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you that you sent your Son, that although he came humbly on the colt of a donkey, that he is powerful. He is powerful to redeem us from our sins, to reconcile us to you, Lord. And we celebrate that this day. We say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. It's in his name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, good morning. Well, you guys are looking like you're all ready to worship the Lord. Those things are actually, those palm fronds that you have. If everybody doesn't have one, please grab one. Eric has still got some more. We want to make sure everybody's got one. Because again, we are reenacting, or our attempt, how about that? Our attempt at a reenactment of when Christ came in to Jerusalem. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And the words should be on your bulletins there. You can follow along. First song, Blessed Be the Name of the Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You are holy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for that triumphant entry that you did so many years ago. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hosanna, Hosanna. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Classic song, a hymn, all hail the power of Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All hail the power of Jesus.
tell him who saves you by his grace and crown him Lord of all. Hail him who saves you by his grace and crown him Lord of all. That with yonder sacred cross we at his feet we fall, we'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all. We'll join the everlasting song and crown.
Again, all hail the power.
All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord
and crown. This last song that we're going to do today, it's How Great Is Our God. And I just, if you've ever done a prayer, if you've ever done a worship from deep down in your heart, I would just ask for you all to go there today and just to think about how great our God is. It's a simple chorus. Hopefully you all have heard it before. But just let it minister to you, but also you minister to God. Because that's what we are here to do. We are here to worship him, that he is worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our honor. He is to be glorified. He is to be magnified. The awesomeness and the reverence of who he is, the creator of all things, the creator of us, our hands, our feet. Lord Jesus, we thank you for creating us. We thank you for the nature that we get to experience around us right now. Amazing how much we take for granted. We take so much for granted. Even right here, we get to have clear air. Obviously, there's some pollen every once in a while. It messes us up. But we are sustained. God sustains us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. How great is our God? The splendor of the King. The splendor of the King. Clothed in majesty,
let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God. All will sing, how great is our God.
Age to age.
Age to age stands. Time is in his hands. Beginning and the end. Beginning and the end. Sing with me, how great is our God. All will sing, how great is our God.
He's the name above all names.
He's the name above all names. You are worthy of all praise. Our hearts will sing, how great.
above all names.
Is the name above all names. You are worthy of all praise. And our heart will sing how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me how great is our God. All will sing how our God. Sing with me how great is our God. All will sing how great is our God.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee.
How great thou art. How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. How great you are. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's give the Lord a hand. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You're worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. You may be seated. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Hey, Miss Neely, can you grab one more of those stools? I think Nate's going to be up here, too. Just want to say it's so great to see every one of you guys out here. I love this time when we're up here. It's just amazing to me. I'm going to set my Bible somewhere right here just for a moment. You know, I'm so thankful. First, everybody was like, it's going to rain, it's going to pour, we're going to come out here, and look what happened, guys. Is it pouring? Are we being poured on? No, praise the Lord. It's sunny, we're having a great time. First, I just want to say, man, thank you for everybody who brought food, who brought supplies. Thank you for Mark Manley, that's just did all the food and managing everything. Mark, great job. Gary, Nate, who just got all this outside sound and everything. So many people
George helping.
Jorge is somewhere around. Jorge, thank you. You guys are amazing. It takes a body to get all this going, and I love it. The kids are having fun with the bounce houses. We're going to have some, I think they call it stupidly good chicken. I guess the chicken was like made in with bacon. Oh, secret recipe. I'm sorry. I'm not allowed to say. Anyway, some pulled pork. It's going to be great stuff. And so, but more important than all that kind of stuff is the fact that we gather here to talk about Jesus. Before we get started, before Gary kind of kicks us off and Nate kicks us off, we're going to have a little time of sharing, just a little devotional time with the three of us. And then we're going to invite some of the Experiencing God folks to come up. And it's kind of scary when, believe it or not, when you get in front to talk to somebody. But when you come up here, we just want to encourage you guys, if you took that Experiencing God course, we want you to come up and share just for a minute or two your testimony. Now, we're not sharing about ourselves. We're sharing about all that Jesus did. And we want – sometimes it's nice to hear from other people other than me, other than Gary, other than Nate Weave. And so we just want to ask you, you've taken this course. We want to encourage you to come up. Don't have a spirit of fear, but a spirit of boldness, all right? So we're going to take a minute, though. We're going to pray for a couple of folks. For those of you who don't know, the Urban family goes to our school, and their dad just passed away in the hospital. And so we're going to take some time, and we're going to take a minute and pray for them and their family. I got a text from his wife at 12:30 at night, and the other evening, and so we're just going to pray for that family. I know they're devastated, and they're going to need your prayers for the upcoming weeks and months. Also for Jen's cousin, David, who is in critical condition. We're going to pray for him. And also Chris's sister, I just saw you a second ago. But anyway, she had shared with me that she saw an accident, a girl on a motorcycle that was in a bad accident on the way here. And so we're going to take a minute, and we don't know if she even made it. So we're praying right now for her. So if we can do that, can we do that? Yes, Ashley, is there something else on? Yes. Yes, let's do that. Let's pray right now. Father, first we just want to say for that woman in the motorcycle crash, Lord, right now, we just ask, Lord, that you would just speak to her heart. You'd bring paramedics or EMTs or nurses, whoever's around her, just to speak the gospel if she doesn't know you, Lord, as Lord and Savior of her life. Lord, you would speak truth and eternal life into her ears, Lord, even if you do it supernaturally. Lord, you are a God, a supernatural God. Speak to her directly in her heart and mind, Lord God. We pray, secondly, for her physical healing, Lord God. You would comfort her, that you would care for her, that you would take care of her from beginning to end, Lord God. We pray for David, Jen's cousin, Lord. We ask for your blessing to be upon him. We ask, Lord, the same thing for him. First, for his spiritual needs, Lord, that he would get saved in Jesus' name, Lord God, that he be snatched from the fires of hell up into heaven, Lord God. Even now, we ask that you would bring doctors and nurses and people to just share the gospel. You bring back to mind all the times his family has shared the message of truth with him, Lord God, as he's in the hospital and in that critical condition, Lord God. We ask that he would be saved. And then we also ask for his physical healing and restoration, Lord God. Your word says you are a God who heals, and we're praying for that, Lord, as well. Lord, we pray for the Urban family, too, that you would blanket them with comfort, Lord. Your peace, your comfort, Lord God. That they wouldn't run away from you in times of trouble, but instead run to you, Lord God. So just be their, like, ever-present help in times of trouble, Lord God. Be their rock. Be their refuge. Just be who you are to them in a supernatural, real way, Lord God. Bless and protect those kids, their minds, their finances, their hearts, Lord God. Mom, Lord, and the whole family, Lord. We ask that you would be with them and minister to them, Lord God. And also for all the other prayer requests, you know each one heart, Lord, even for the home that's going up, Lord, if it's your will, Lord, that Ashley and Nick would get that would be yours, Lord. And if not, then we trust you with it, Lord God. We trust you with this service, Lord, for now we're up to, I think, almost 10 people getting baptized in a few weeks, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you. It's just an amazing thing. So we ask, Lord, that you would give us a place to baptize the kids, Lord, and baptize the adults in the ocean, Lord, being that it's closed up in that area right now. So just make a way where there is no way, Lord, so we can bring all the church out there and baptize these in your name, Jesus. And so we ask for your blessing on this service, on everybody who's supposed to give a testimony from an Experiencing God course. Lord, you just bring them in. You give them boldness. I don't even know who's going to come up and who's not. Lord, you'd give Nate the right words and Gary the right words. You'd anoint their tongues as they share a devotional this morning. And most importantly, that we would glorify you. And we ask this in the mighty, awesome, powerful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, amen, amen, and amen. Gary, come on up. Nate Weave, you too. Yeah, wherever you want to be.
Hmm? Sure. Oh, you're set.
Hey, I'll be wherever you want, man. Yeah. You tell me. Well, I'll grab that one, and you grab the.
No, I'm okay. Good.
Oh, you're wired for sound. I'm wow,
wireless.
You're the man.
I'm wireless for
wow.
Sound.
Wow.
George,
green on.
If we could get some green going.
Gringo.
Green, green. Green means go.
You're not going to sing, are you, Gary?
No.
Okay.
No, I promise not to sing. Actually, I won't sing.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
God has holy filters.
Yeah, really, he needs them if I'm singing. And that, before we start, I want to lift up Delana Jeffers. And that she's feeling bad again this morning. Scott was here helping. He went home to take care of her. What's fascinating about that, too, is she was in fine shape Thursday evening, gave a wonderful testimony that I thought we were going to hear
powerful.
This morning.
Powerful.
And that now, That tells me, too, though, that, you know, we have an enemy that doesn't want us to share our testimonies. So if you're, you know, and we're not going to just limit it to experiencing God, people. If you have a testimony of something God's done in your life recently, something God's done in your life, and that we want to share it, and if you're thinking, well, I don't know whether I do or not, it could be the enemy trying to talk you out of sharing something you need to share. Okay, we wanted to spend a little time talking about Palm Sunday. It's in all four of the Gospels, and I thought, not used to working with this mic, I thought I'd read the passage from Matthew. It's in Matthew 21. It says, as they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, tell him that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away. This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. That's the Zechariah passage that we started with. The disciples went and did what Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, placed their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest! When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up. Who is this? The crowds answered, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. Now, Hosanna actually comes from Hebrew, Hoshiana, which means save, please. That's what the crowd was shouting at Jesus. Now, one thing that occurs to me is I wonder what the crowd was looking for. Nathan, Pastor, what do you guys think the crowd was looking for from Jesus that they when they were gathering?
Well, I know that was one of the things that was amazing to me. And as Gary's already touched on it, the triumphant entry, it is mentioned in all four Gospels, which means that it really meant a lot. It was a big deal. It was a very big deal. People have been hearing about what was going on with Jesus, and there was a lot of, they didn't have Facebook and Instagram and all the other ways to communicate. So it was a lot of one-on-one conversation and almost, you know, whispered down the lane. And of course, when that happens, obviously the stories get turned around. And so people were wanting to know what really was happening. And what was so amazing about this time is that up until this point, Christ had never actually told anyone that he was the king. There was rumblings, or if it would come out, he would ask people to be quiet, or he would ask people to, no, don't say anything to those. Don't go your way. And Gary, if I could jump in, the Passover, the reason it was such a big deal is that the Passover was the celebration or the remembrance, or was the anniversary of when the children of Israel, the Jews, had been saved from Egypt. Thank you. From Egypt. And it was during the time that the curse that was coming on, that the Jews were instructed that if they were to be saved, or their oldest were to be saved, they were to kill a spotless lamb that was pure, and that they were to take that blood and put it over the doorpost, and they would, and the night that the death angel would come past, that if he saw the blood of the doorpost, that he would pass over. And that's where the term Passover comes. So every year since that time, the Jews have been celebrating the time of Passover. And the interesting about Passover is that the reason that the date changes and the reason that the Easter date changes has to do with the solar eclipse or the equinox. And anyway, it's a fascinating story that you guys need to read into. But that's the reason why it changes every year, that it's not an actual calendar date. But what we can do is that we can celebrate this season of Easter, and that's what we're doing today.
Now isn't it true, I'm not positive of this, but isn't it true that the Passover lamb was to be selected a few days before Passover?
Absolutely.
That, which is interesting that Jesus was coming in the spotless lamb a week, not quite a week before Passover.
That's correct. And up until this point, the Jews had been celebrating this for somewhere between 1,300 to 1,500 years prior to the time that Christ is coming in. So they had been celebrating this year after year after year, every year celebrating this time. So because of that, there was thousands, if not millions of people, or at least 1 or 2 million people that were in Jerusalem during that time. I mean, this was the top of the party, the top of the celebration for the entire year for the Jews. So because of that, that's why there was so many people there.
Now in the section in Mark 10, right? In Mark 11, verse 10, it talks about where the people say it mentioned the kingdom of David, that he comes as the son of David. And I wonder if some of those people were looking for a king that was going to overthrow the Romans.
That's exactly right. Did you want to jump in here? The amazing thing about that. Well, actually, I'll let you go ahead. I've got something to say on it.
There is something. You know, there's a really interesting portion. What Gary's saying is true. If I remember correctly, I actually think that Jesus came in on Lamb Selection Day. The Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world came on Lamb Selection Day, when they would choose the spotless lamb, and he was going to be that spotless lamb. And an interesting thing, you know me, I'm Italian, so I got to move and groove and walk. And
we tried to tie him to the stool. It didn't work.
Now, you see these palm leaves, right? Now, an interesting thing, it says that, you know, they were all waving the palm branches, right? And do you ever wonder, like, one of the reasons why they were doing that? One of the reasons? Why? That might be a good idea, that he could have shade. But actually, that wasn't the main thing. Why, Soph? So you can what, honey? Okay. Well, those are good ideas, but here's the main reason. While they were having those palm branches, okay, the Jewish people had been oppressed for many years. You remember the Assyrians first? They were taken over by the Assyrians, then the Babylonians. You guys remember Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar, right? They took them over. And then the Greeks, right? Alexander the Great, if you guys were with us in our Daniel study, right? They took them over. And then right after the Greeks, there was a short period. And then the Romans took them over. And that was the end of Israel for almost 2,000 years until modern day. But here's the cool thing. As everybody was starting to sing, Hosanna, Hosanna, those palm fronds, in between when Greece took them over and Rome, there was a small time when the Maccabees came as a group of Jewish people who loved the Lord. And what they did is they gained independence. And if you look on their coinage during that time, their freedom, like, you know how we have the American flag, we have Old Glory, we wave that, right, on the 4th of July? They had palm leaves. That was like their American flag. And so in some ways, when I see that, I think, like Gary was saying, there was many of them that were looking for the wrong kind of king. Do you know what I'm saying? Like when that says Hosanna, it means save or save now, save right now. They were under the yoke of oppression, right? And they wanted a king. They weren't really looking for a savior from their sins. They wanted someone to kick all these Romans out of here because they want to do what they want to do. And it says something really neat, and give me just 1 minute, Gary, on this, okay? This is in the Gospel of Luke, and I'll just read it to you if I can turn there quickly. It says something in Luke that I don't think is in any other gospel, if I remember correctly. But this is in Luke chapter 19. And as they're singing, it says they were coming down over the Mount of Olives, and they were singing, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. It says some of the Pharisees in the crowd and said to Jesus, Teacher, rebuke your disciples, shut them up. They're going to get the Romans mad at us. And Jesus said, I tell you, if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out, because this was the day that the Lord had made for their salvation. And anyway, this is what it says in verse 41 of Luke chapter 19. As he approached Jerusalem and he saw the city, this is kind of weird. It says that he wept over it. So everybody's rejoicing. They're all waving palm branches, right? You would think this would be a beautiful, happy, exciting time for Jesus, but it wasn't. And you know why it wasn't? When it says, and that word in Greek is kleo, there's two words for crying, for weeping. One is like, do you remember when he raised Lazarus from the dead? And it says Jesus cried. He says, that word is a different word. It's dekano. And it means that he cried like quietly. But this word here in Greek here, kaleo, it means that he sobbed out loud. And you know the reason why? He goes on to say, if even you had known this day what would bring you peace, but now it's hidden from your eyes. And then it goes on to say, it's because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you. And this is what kind of scares me. Here we are, right? Palm Sunday celebrating it, right? And everybody wants something for themselves. Bless me, Lord. Prosper me. Make me. Let's have some. I love that we have bounce houses here. I love that we have a great church here. I love that we have wonderful food here. I love we have great fellowship here, don't we? We've got so many awesome things. But I don't want you to do what they did and miss the whole purpose of this. Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. They wanted something else from him, what they could get from Jesus, not what they could give to Jesus. Do you see what I'm saying? Your life, your heart is to be for Jesus. And I don't want you to sit here in these seats and in these benches, even having a great time, and miss the Savior of the world who died for my sins and rose again from the dead so that I could be saved from hell and I could have eternal life with Jesus and I could live a life of victory in him. So please, in Jesus' name, don't just come and sing songs and sit and socialize with friends and miss the whole point of this. Jesus has come to give you eternal life and free you from your sins. What could be better than that? Amen? Amen. Don't miss it. Don't let Jesus, I don't want Jesus weeping over me or weeping over you because you missed the whole point of his coming. Does that make sense? All right, sorry, now I'll shut up.
Amen. Well, you guys have a wonderful Sunday. No. Some amazing things as I was going through this that jumped out at me. Number one, this is the exact time. Whereas Christmas time, Jesus wasn't born on December 25th, but yet we celebrate that, and it's a time of remembrance that's wonderful. But we know that this Easter season, this Palm Sunday and this Easter season is really this time. Amazing stuff about the donkey. The donkey, actually, we've got all kinds of preconceived ideas about the donkey. But in ancient times, that animal was known as an animal of peace. And whenever a king was returning or going to be conquering a city, he would come in conquering, riding a big stallion, a black stallion, really, you know, strong and powerful. But in a time of peace, or if he was going to visit another kingdom or something like that, he would come riding a donkey. And in fact, there's references in that in 1 Kings where Solomon had actually rode to another town riding a donkey. So it was an animal of peace. And obviously, Jesus is known as the Prince of Peace. So he is not a warmonger king at that time. He is coming as a Prince of Peace to save us. Darren touched on it with the palms already, but to add something to that is that also in ancient times, the Egyptians referred to the palm or the palm leaf as a symbol of immortality. So yet another symbol, because the Jews would have known that as well, that the palm leaf is a symbol of immortality. So in essence, they were doing stuff that they didn't really know why they were doing it, but yet they were. And now that we're on the other side, we can see, wow, God really did have a whole picture for that. The amazing part about Hosanna, that they were looking for a king to save them now. They were looking for someone to overthrow the government and get a smaller government. We want our own leaders up there. But that's not why Christ was coming. He was coming to change our hearts. He was coming to be the Lord of our lives, the Lord of our heart, not necessarily the Lord of all the governments at that point. But we do know that that does come later. In Revelations, we know that that comes. I think it's amazing that during that time, there was, with all the people that were in Jerusalem, there was at least three other types or groups of people that were there, aside from the disciples. There was the Jews that lived in Jerusalem, so they were there. There was the crowd that had followed him from Galilee and all over. They're just kind of a followers and listening to what's going on. And the previous week or two, Jesus had raised Lazarus from the dead. So this was all like super exciting. I mean, just imagine that with all the miracles that Christ did, and yet again, he raised Lazarus from the dead, and it just happened. So there was so much action. There was so much commotion. I mean, they were just on the cusp of just excitement. But the thing that we all have learned in our own lives is that if you really want to get someone upset, you create an expectation and then not fulfill it. Isn't that right? We create an amazing expectation and we not fulfill it. If we do that for our wives, or we do that for our kids or our husbands, create this amazing expectation. Hey, we're going to Disney World. No, sorry, we're not going there. The disappointment, the frustration that those folks would have felt a few days later explains how they could turn from here's our king to crucify this nut, because they were looking for the earthly savior. And for years, I missed that. I didn't understand. I'm thinking, how can the same people that celebrated King of Kings, Lord of Lords, woohoo, and then three or four days later, it's, you know, crucify him, get rid of the punk. It's crazy. But yet that's why, is because they had a preconceived idea that they were totally missing it. So as Darren's already touched on, how many of us have these expectations of God, of me, help me, help me, help me, help me, me, but really, Christ has already helped us. Christ has already saved us. Christ has already made a way where there was no way. We no longer need to kill the lamb in order to atone for our sins. He did that for us. Some of the other amazing things that happened during this true week, it's like 7 or 8 days, these stories, I'll step back. As a kid raised in church, I've heard all these stories, tidbits here and there, and I never really put them in order of how concentrated they are. So during this 7 or 8 day festival of the Passover, I mean, some of the things that happened is that Jesus cleared the temple. That was one of the things he did during this few days prior to him being crucified, is he had cleared the temple. The saying, out of the mouth of babes. We say that in our vernacular now. Well, you know, out of the mouth of babes they speak. Well, that's referenced in Matthew 21:16 in the King James Version. These phrases, and we still use them today. I'll just read that, Matthew 21. And said unto him, hearest thou what they say? Jesus saith unto them, yea, have you never read that out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise? And again, we're instructed to be as little children. We're to be that, Daddy God, help me. That's how he wants us. It's as our adult mind gets into trying to figure out and trying to understand. But God wants us to be like little children. And even in his last days, he's still saying that to the people of that time. And he's saying it to us today. During that time, during this week, is the Last Supper. The Last Supper was the Passover meal that they were having. But now, we did it last week, we're celebrating the communion. Again, because of that event, now over 2,000 years later, we're celebrating that event yet today. We've heard of the prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. That happened during this week. This saying, can't you pray with me 1 hour? We've heard that in church. Well, that happened during this week. Judas betrayed Jesus during this week. The rooster crows and Peter denies Christ. It all happened this week. These aren't just fairy tale stories. These are real events, real historical events that we have the privilege of celebrating today during this season. Palm Sunday is a day that we remember the triumphant entry of Christ. They all thought that, obviously, he was an earthly king. They were amazingly disappointed. But we know now the real reason for why Christ came. And really, he says it in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That was the whole reason. That was the whole reason for Palm Sunday. That was the whole reason for Easter, is that he came to the earth to save our sins. The next time Christ returned, because we all are expecting Christ's return, the next time he's not coming in on a donkey. He's coming in on that big horse. He's coming in on that big white horse, because he is the overcomer. He is the conqueror. And we're looking forward to that as well. So as we go through the next 7 or 8 days, Christ answered the cry from so many years ago of Hosanna, Hosanna, come save us now. Christ answered that. He did come save us. He did come save us then. He come save us now. Isn't that right? That's what he's done. So just as you guys are going through your week this week, that's what I'm pulling from it, is that this is a real event. We are truly remembering history. Christ did die. Christ did raise. Yes. And he is in our hearts, or he can be in our hearts, yes, if we've accepted him.
Right.
So if you haven't done that, this is the best week of any to really accept Christ into your heart. Thank you, Lord. Anything, Gary?
Yeah, you guys did a marvelous job. One thing that and maybe the Lord's just speaking to me, maybe he's speaking to you too. You know, that it wasn't just the crowd that missed it. I think the disciples missed it too, right? Mm-hmm. That's witness, you know, what happened in the Garden of Gethsemane when they went to arrest Jesus. All right, Peter pulls out his sword and, you know, takes off an ear with one of the soldiers. So clearly they missed it as well. Now, why is that important? When you say, maybe the Lord's just speaking to me. But it's possible to walk fairly close to Jesus. Disciples, you know, they, you know, what's the line? The dust of the rabbi's feet should fall on my robes. They were, you know, they ate every meal with him for 3 years. And that they walked with him. They saw the miracles. You know, I've tried to walk with him. I'm not that close. Wish I was. And that, but it's possible for us to walk fairly close to Jesus and still miss it.
Amen. Gary, are you ready? I think, honestly, guys, I think that was a good word from the Lord. And so don't miss out. We could come here and we could be like, and praise him, Lord of all. You are worshiping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Don't miss out on his coming. Good word, Nate. Thank Weave. Good word, Gary. Can we have some testimonies? Now, when we do a testimony, we got to keep it short because we're hungry. And we've got folks here, but we want to hear what you have to say. So if you want to come up here and come share your testimony, we'd like for you to do that. There you go. Wow, proud of you.
Morning, everybody. How are we doing? My name is Sandra, and I haven't been coming here for very long, but I'm glad that I came. I came from a very, very dark place in my life, places where... most of you hopefully will never have been, but if you have, you know how hard it can be. I never believed in God until about 4 or 5 months ago when I had no choice. And I'm glad that I made the right choice because I'm here. I feel loved when I come here. I do not like to miss church. I have come to know God in my own way, and I have a lot of peace. I have forgiven myself as well as others for the things that have happened in my life, things that I've done. I feel more accepted here than I ever have in any place in my life. And I want to thank each and every one of you for that, because there's never any judgment here. There's never any, there's nothing but family here. And I want to thank all of you for that. And I want to thank you, Pastor Darren, for being a part of my transition, because you know the story that my mom's told you. Gary, you as well. You guys have held my hand in more ways than one. And God has become a very important part of my life. And from this point on, I have to thank him and each and every one of you for everything that I'm learning. I will be. I'm just, it's hard for me to explain other than I am happy. I have peace in my heart. And I am getting baptized next Sunday. And it's something that I never thought I would do because, thank you. Thank you. I never thought that I would even get that far because I had too many I didn't believe in God moments. Well, I'm here to tell you, I had to do something very, very hard one day, and it was to put my dog to sleep. And I asked my mom to text Pastor Darren to ask him to pray with us before we went. And before Pastor Darren even knew what was going on, he had already texted my mom, and the text was everything that I needed to hear. And when I looked at my mom, and I said, God really is real. And from that, and it's been amazing since then. Because the more things that happen through to me, the better they're getting. And I have to thank you a lot, and God first and foremost, of course. But everybody here, I thank you all. Y'all have been wonderful, and I'm going to let the next person go so I don't cry. But happy Sunday, everybody.
That's great. Awesome. All right, who wants to come up next? And I think next Sunday's Easter, right? Okay, good, Gary. So the Sunday after that's the baptism. And pray that we find a spot, because our normal spot, they've stopped us. So, okay. Ronnie, hi. Let me give you the mic.
I'm going to make this real short, but I've been thinking. I'm just going to tell you the first time I really knew that Jesus Christ and God actually really existed. And it was many years ago. Not that I fell into Christianity real quick or anything, but during the time of my life, my son was living a thug kind of life. And he informed me that he was going to take off with his friends. First time he was ever going to leave my side, and where he was going, I was just freaking, you know. I cried so hard, it hurt so bad inside my heart, and I got in the shower, and I said, God, if you're really there, I can't do this. I can't lose my son. I can't deal with the feeling that I have. If you are really there, take this from me. You said you would in the Bible. I need it taken, like, right now. And I raised my hands to God, because that very second, y'all, that very second, gone. It was just completely gone, and it was like the tears stopped, the weight was lifted off my chest, and just, I don't know how to explain the amazing feeling, you know, that, but I have to also agree with my daughter. It has been quite a wonderful journey to see my daughter going that God does not exist, to actually, Mom, I'm never going to put my hands in the air, to actually raising her hands to the Lord, and all I could do was cry, you know. Now I not only have my daughter here, I have my son here with my grandson. God is giving me all the desires of my heart. The more I follow his ways, the more I read his word, the more we talk about God. We talk about God so much, I never thought in a million years, but my family would be, the three of us anyway, would be all like that. And it's that and 10 times more. Again, I want to thank you, Pastor Darren. I don't know what I would do without you and Gary most of the time. And the congregation, everybody shows their love, and I hope I can show just as much love back. But I just praise God that we're all here today, and God is here with us. Amen. Thank you.
It's all the Lord. It's all Jesus. He uses vessels like us, donkeys. Nick, sure, come on up.
Can everyone hear me? Everyone hear me? A little closer? All right. Well, I took the Experiencing God class, and I mean, I just got to say, I mean, I can't even explain all the things that it has given me and my family and my faith. I mean, it was a lot to take in, and there's just a few, like, key things that I kind of wanted to go over. You know, one of the big things that really resonated with me throughout this whole experience was just the first, or even the first unit. It says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And that resonates with me a lot, because when I'm going through a daily struggle or a daily battle or anything like that, and it's like, if I'm not concentrating on the Lord and praying to the Lord, everything's going wrong. Everything, you know, if I let the world get under my skin and I, you know, fall into sin or curse or just go the wrong way, everything's going wrong. As soon as I take the moment and praise the Lord and pray about it and think about it, it's like time and time again, it's everything is better. You know, everything is like, oh my gosh, like, oh, there's what I was looking for. Oh, there's what I need, you know. And when I first went to this course, I already accepted Jesus into my life and I've already accepted him as my Savior. And I felt like, you know, every day we go into the world, it's a battle, it's a spiritual battle. You know, the enemy is out there trying to tear us down, take us apart, you know, not believe in the Lord, not believe in godly counsel. And, before this course, I imagine myself, you know, as a guy going into battle with just the sword, you know, just the word of God. And, this course has really, equipped me for battle and the world that we need. You know, I imagine this course as putting on, you know, my shield of faith and putting on the armor of God and really allowing me to go out into the world and do what I need to do for my family and for my church. You know, this whole course has just been nothing but a great thing for me. I mean, it really got me prepared to take on the world and want to be more involved with the Lord, because the more you seek the Lord, the more he's going to give you. So that, you know, the thicker your armor is going to become, the better it's going to be, the more you stay involved with the Lord. I mean, it's just going to come back and get you tenfold. Another one of the verses that really resonate with me that really just kind of changed, you know, the way I thought was number 10. It says, in Christ we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. Romans 12:5. And you know, as a body, as us, you got to see each other. Every single one of us is here for a reason. We all bring something to the table. You can't think of yourself less significant because you can't do this, you can't do that, you don't look like this, you're not this type of person, because we are all here for a reason, you know. I may be good at running, you know, but Gary may be good at seeing, you know. So it's like, just because I'm a foot, I can't look at the eyes and be like, oh, well, I don't mean nothing, because without the feet, the eyes can't go anywhere, right? You know. So if you remember that, you know, being a part of the body it's important to be connected with the Lord, because the Lord talks to us through circumstances, through prayer, through godly counsel and the Bible. So if you're not listening with your full ears how God's speaking, I mean, you can really miss a lot. And when you start looking at it like that, I mean, I started hearing God speak to me a lot more through different members of the body. You know, it's like someone you think that might not have anything to say for you or do for you here at the church. Next thing you know, you talk to them and wow, man, I've been looking for this type of person in my life for a long time. So I mean, I just think this course, experiencing God, I mean, if I can't do anything to anyone here, I mean, I could say if this comes up and it's on your heart and God talks to you about taking it, I would immediately do what you got to do to get to that course, because it really is a life changer for me.
Awesome, Joe. Thank you.
Fantastic, fantastic. Good word. I think we baptized you last year? That's awesome. Praise the Lord. Okay, Isabel. Okay, here you go, sweetie. You'll do great. Just focus on the Lord. You're only here to magnify the Lord Jesus.
Hi. My name's Isabel, and I took the course Experiencing God. And for the people that haven't done it, we should be doing another one. And you guys should come because it's really good. And, like, God, he gives you a lot of things. And, like, so.
It's right here to you. A little closer. What's one thing God taught you?
Well, God taught me, like, when you do stuff like this was, like, a little bit ago, actually. But when, like, you do something for God and, like, it's really good, and the devil will, like, see that and know that, and, like, when you do that, the devil will try and, like, attack you and, like, say lies in your head and, like, tell you stuff, and then you believe them, and then you, like, treat people badly or not nice, and, like, and then, like, you did something good for God, but then, like...
You're doing great.
But then, like, the devil just, like, try and, like, get in your head, and he'll, like, just wipe the, like, what you did good. Like, he'll just wipe it clean, like, because then you just acted up and, like, you, like, were rude and stuff. Cool. And just like God, he does a lot of things through the course, and it's really good. And, like, a lot of the videos that you do afterwards, they're super good, and there's, like, some, like, testimonies in there, too, that you can watch that are, like, super good, and that, yeah. Jesus and, like, God just really changed me through it, and I feel like I got way more of, like, a understanding of him and, like, a closer bond with him and stuff and, like, a relationship. So, yeah, it's really good, and you should do it.
Great job, great job. And I was so proud of her. She did all of her homework. Yes, there is homework, and you did your homework. I'm very proud of you. Do it, though. It's worth it. Okay, good. Is there anyone else who would like to come up and share? Okay, ma'am. Yes, that would not be good if you tripped and killed yourself, right? There you go.
Okay. Hi. For those of you who don't know who I am, I'm Chantel's mother. Okay. I recently found myself in a situation where I was in both physical and emotional danger. And I did the only thing that I knew what to do. I went to God. And I told him, I said, God, Jesus told his disciples that anything that was asked in his name, he would grant. I'm asking in his name now, Lord, protect me through this night. And the danger... I had to go back into the house where I was living, and when I did, the person who was threatening me had passed out. So I got to go back in, and the next morning, Marion came and got me and brought me back to Chantel's house. I can tell you from personal experience, God does answer our prayers, and Jesus' words are something you can not only take to the bank, but you can take it to Fort Knox, because... He does exactly what he says. So when you have any kind of a problem, go to him first, because you don't have to wait until it's a desperate situation. Go to him first, and he can get you out of it early. Okay? That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Take your time. Okay, great. Is there anybody else who would like to come up and give a word? Mark, don't tell me you want to speak. Oh, Lynn, you too? Oh, wow. Okay, praise the Lord. Don't look up. They're all friendly people. Don't.
Yeah, I'll sit. No, I'm just going to stand for a minute. Okay, so hello, everyone. My name is Lynn, and I am... terrified to public speak, terrified. So if I close my eyes, please don't think that that's you, it's just me. I have been led to the Lord so many times in my life. And this time, when I was led to take the Experiencing God class, it has taught me so much, because it in the past... I was looking at things so wrong. They were wrong. And everything that Pastor Darren had said early on about being with the Lord and having your relationship and asking the Lord and in prayer, I've always found that when I've surrounded myself by Christians, the prayer requests bothered me. Something was always missing, and I didn't know what it was. Now, I can see what it is because those prayer requests in John, who specifically says, you can ask anything in my name and I will do it. Well, yes, yes, I understand that. But if you don't have the personal, loving relationship with the Lord Savior in your life, it's moot. You're asking someone who you don't even know to help you. The Lord loves you, and he loves every one of us, and he wants to make us better and to feel good and to make our lives wonderful. But because I was missing that step, everything that I did was very self-centered, I believe now. For my family, I did it on my own, and I can just muscle through. I can't do it without him, and I don't think that anyone can. So if you have the opportunity to take this class, it really has opened my eyes more than anyone could ever know, just in the way that I view things. Everything in our life is not for us. It is for him who will work through us for the main purpose of bringing more people to salvation. And that is it. And I was missing it all along. So I thank you so much. And Lisa, everybody, thank you.
Don't fall down. That would take your time. You did great. Okay. Anyone else? Okay. Mark, Chris, come on up. Either one of you.
Over here.
We got Ray coming. Oh, okay. You can come up too. Mark, you'll be the one that closes this out. Do you mind?
Chris, have a seat. Thank you, Darren. So my name is Chris, and I also took the Experiencing God course, and it really made some significant difference in the way I look at life. So I'll ask you first to do something for me. Empty your hands and just hold them up. Look into your hands, and what do you see? This is what you brought into the world when you were born. Hold up your hands again. Look into your hands, and what do you see? This is what you're going to take out when you leave this earth. So in the Experiencing God course, we learn that God is working in us. Well, we feel that. We know God's working in us. Look around you to the left and the right, and what do you see? People whom God is working in. Do you respect that when you deal with those people? Do you understand that when they are failing what your expectations are, they're also learning what God has to change in their hearts? So as we look about and we go through our lives, we want to see where God is working. Look forward to the opportunity to help others find that same path that we seek for ourselves. Thank you.
Good word, Chris. Good word. Ray? Come on up. I love that you guys are so free to share. Love it. And I love that you're making it all about Jesus. It's not about us or me or Gary. It's about Jesus, right? His heart, his word, and his spirit.
Okay, thank you. My name is Ray, and I've taken the course twice. I can't wait to take it a third time. But what I can say is I can basically tell the difference between the first time I took it, which was we had the class, what, 3-4 years ago?
Yeah.
And now, and there's things that I do now which I did not do 4 years ago. In other words, I pray more. I read the Bible. Again, I'm not like looking for a sort of a medal, but even in traffic. But I'm being more aware of the spiritual world and the secular world and evil spirits that basically are trying to invade us and trying to wipe us out. So, but what I have learned, too, is the cross was our ticket to salvation, as well as trying to love one another and love your neighbor as yourself, which sometimes is hard for me, but I'm working on that. But anyway, I would recommend the course for anybody if you want to become at least more aware of God in your life, around you. And also I want to thank everybody for this church family. I've never really been a joiner of anything, but I certainly feel that this is a family for me. And I thank God for that, and I thank God that I know everybody, and we're able to get together and have a great time today. Thank you so much.
Okay, good. Oh, Olivia, oh, check you out. What? Love it.
Okay, so I also took the Experiencing God course, and man, it was really good. I guess what I really want to talk about today is I think it's 1 John 15:5. It's the first verse that we memorize, and it's, I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man abides in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit, but apart from me, you can do nothing. And that verse, like, really spoke to me, and I was like, because it's just about us, like, abiding in Christ. So it's not us doing it all on our own. Like, sometimes I feel like I have to just serve and do all these things, like, on my own because I just have to do it. But it's really us joining up with God and partnering in him, because he is the vine and, like, where we are source. And so also that really spoke to me. And then, like, I forget. One day we had to do, it was like a day of just like worshiping him. And there, I was reading through a list of the names of God. And one of them was the vine dresser, which is like the gardener. And I was like, what? What's that? I don't know. So I looked it up and it was again in 1 John 15. And I started reading like that chapter and it was talking about how God is the gardener and he like lifts us up out of the like muck when we get into the like when vines are growing and they fall, and how the gardener like lifts them up and prunes them and stuff like that. And it just really spoke to me because it's like God being a gardener and how he just like loves his like a gardener loves his plants and stuff, just he prunes them and stuff. And it was just like amazing, that side of God that I never really knew about or thought of. And so it was just like, it really touched me. So, yep.
Good. All right. Is there anybody else before we? Anybody else? Anybody else? Okay.
Process for a second. One thing I really got to say is that I'm happy to be back here at church, and I'm just happy that my mom took me back in to her house, and I'm just glad to see her.
Glad you're back too.
I just want to tell you guys that I took the course also. Since day one, I've prayed for him. And thanks to Darren and everyone else's prayer, I got my baby back. It took Dad and I a few hours to contemplate on what to do as far as the steps to take, because we not only took him in, we also took his girlfriend / fiance now, Jessica. And with all of y'all's prayers and guidance, we are going to let these two get back on track as a couple and hopefully leave Jessica where she needs to be in the eyes of the Lord. And I just want to say that the course is amazing. It opened my eyes to see how God really truly does prepare for us. I've had ups and downs. I've had backwards and forwards in my life. I've met a man in school that I said I was going to marry, and lo and behold, 25 years later, I married him. And I went and asked for another man. And I went and asked for a better family than what I've got sitting in front of me. And I just thank all of you for everything you've done for my two boys in the last 6 to 8 years, just Josh and Amanda. Amanda Panda, been great with them. And they've wanted us to come to church for so long. And Stanley and I just couldn't bring ourselves to doing it until Stanley got a personal invite to the first baptism where Richard got baptized, and then I did the same. And ever since, we've had a great relationship, both my husband and I. My kids' relationship's better. My relationship with my niece-in-law and nephew-in-law has gotten better, and I've got an extended family with Nick and Ashley joining the family, so to speak. And then just the extended family here showing so much love and support throughout the couple of years that we've been here. I just thank you all for it, and I thank God for everything he's given us and what he will give to all of us.
Thanks, Mark. Come on up. Thank you, guys. You know, I remember baptizing Leslie about a year ago, maybe it's a year and a half ago now. And I remember her saying, I want to get baptized. And I think it was the first time they'd come to church. We'd been praying for them to come to church for like 3 years. And she's like, I want to get baptized too. And we were like, do you know what you're doing? And we talked about it, and she said yes. And obviously God has started to lead you on your walk with the Lord. It's very exciting. So, Mark, would you close this out?
Yes. I also took the Experiencing God course, and I took it kicking and screaming. I said, Lord, this is 14 weeks and hour a day of homework, and it's a lot of work. And he said, I don't care. I want you to do it anyway. So I did. And I think the biggest thing I learned out of it was about 10 weeks in, when we were talking about if you're going to join God where he's working, it's going to require major adjustments on your part. And what happened is one Thursday at about 5 o'clock, part of the Experiencing God is that we break into small groups and we discuss the thing for the week, and then we come back and watch a video. Well, I was part of Gary's group, and so was Scott. And, you know, that was just the regular thing. And then about 5 o'clock, which is an hour and a half before class starts, I get a call from Gary. He said, Mark, I need you to lead Pastor D's small group, you and Scott. And I'm like, well, I don't even know what small group leader's supposed to do. I don't know any of that stuff. And he said, well, I'll give you the outline when I see you. And so I looked at the outline that I got, and I said, Lord, I don't have time to do all this. You're going to have to do this. That was the adjustment that I had to make. I could not be in control of this small group. Only God could be in control of this small group. And Scott and I talked about it, and I said, well, you know, the Lord gave me 4 or 5 questions that we can ask these guys and see what happened this week in relationship to what, you know, the Experiencing God course was all about. And Scott looked at it and said, oh, yeah, that'll work. Yeah, we can do that. So anyway, God gave me 5 questions just to make me feel good. Because if the first question wasn't the right question, then we could go to the second question and the third question and the fourth and the fifth. Well, the first question was the right question because that was the first one he gave me. And what it showed me was that God wanted the people that were in that small group to actually understand what an integral part of their lives he is, and how he truly is working through them to minister to other people that are in their lives where they are. We're talking about teenagers that were giving encouragement to other teenagers that were depressed, that were getting bad information off of Facebook or some other social media telling them they were worthless, and she would encourage them in the Lord, and they all felt better. And then Amanda Panda, I think, you know, she says, well, you know, What I'm doing is when I go to the park and I encourage other moms. And how many moms are here that would be encouraged by someone coming up to you in the park with your child when you've worked hard and someone gave you a word of encouragement about being a good mom? Would that help? Yes. That's God at work in Amanda. And someone else came up and was talking about how when she witnessed to complete strangers that God empowered her supernaturally to speak the words that truly changed these people's eternity. And that's what this course is all about, is drawing closer to him so he can draw closer to you, so that we can recognize where he's at work and join him in what he's doing and ministering to the people that are with us right now. That's what it's all about. It's a lot of work, but it's worth every single minute. Okay? So now we're going to go in and we're going to eat. And one table has the entrees, the meats, and a pasta dish. The center tables have the side dishes. And the table up against this wall over here has all the desserts. All the drinks and everything are out here. So we tried to lay it out so that it would be easy and not have a big traffic jam, so that it would flow through and everybody could get through and get some food and get back to fellowshipping with each other. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name we come and thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for allowing us to participate in the advancement of the kingdom of God. It's like Chris said, when we hold our hand out, that's what we brought into this world. That's what we are taking out of this world. And this is what we bring to the relationship with you. But what we do bring is an empty vessel that you can fill with your Holy Spirit and minister to others through us, as us, with us, and in my case, sometimes in spite of us. But Lord, we love you with all of our hearts. And that's why we're here today, to celebrate you and to bring joy to your heart. And Lord, the food that we are about to eat, we ask that you would use it to strengthen our bodies in your service and in our love of the Lord Jesus Christ and each other. Amen.